And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me, as always, Tyler.
Hey, I'm here again.
You're here again?
Yep.
And I appreciate you being
100%
here
100% of the time.
Because maybe one time you're not going to be here.
That's almost guaranteed.
Really?
I think so.
Man, that's gonna be
not to keep saying, like,
sad.
I'm having a child, but, like, there's probably going to be a week or so that I might need a little breaky-poo.
Yeah. I just do it solo.
You do it solo.
That'd
or you bring, I mean, we have plenty of guests that can come on and you do a little
something.
Spin-off.
Yeah. See, here's the fun part about that is the show changes dramatically depending on who's on.
Yeah.
At that point, because you're not here. Can you imagine if John comes on? It's just me and him. It's literally a sports podcast.
Yeah, we got to change our category. Yeah. Somebody's like, oh, video games. And then, hey, here's how to be a degenerate gambler when it comes to sports.
Yeah, no, that's usually what that devolves into.
He said he was into basketball. And I was like, there's no hope for you. You're done.
He's into basketball?
He was like, oh, they're overtime or something. I'm like, is somebody playing? Like, did I miss something? Was there a...
Basketball just started. Saturday? Yeah.
Well, he's like, no, I'm watching basketball. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, while you guys were playing or something?
Diablo, yeah.
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 Dude, He's more into basketball than me, but he did lose me a little bet there.
Yeah.
On the opening day, so I'm not holding it against him, but...
Yeah.
He's been cold. He's been kind of cold recently, at least with me. I don't know. He always seems to, like, by himself, he'll go off by himself and be like, dude, I'm up like a million units. And then we start betting together and we just lose everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. Maybe he's just solo.
Do you think he's upset with you doing that? Or like, is it, or
me doing what?
It bringing you in and then you're like ruining his luck.
No. John's a great guy. He feels bad.
Yeah.
Because he wants to give out winners, man. He wants to give out winners. Everyone wants to give out winners.
Man of the people.
Yeah. I'm a man of the people.
Yeah.
I am the man of the people. But I made a couple bets yesterday just by myself. Didn't tell him about it.
Yeah.
Won them all.
Well, now you. I don't know if it's like. But you might have told him that.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry, John.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see what's working.
It's funny because all you got, and I like how we were joking about this and now we're actually talking about gambling and sports, but sports. I like how everyone was getting angry because it's like, oh, well, you went to the Meadows without me, and like you went to the casino without me, and
I swear to God he was in Baltimore, but he is adamant he wasn't.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, Mike just went to the casino without anybody, and you know, like, everyone's going without
Mike,
people anyway.
Mike does his own thing though.
Yeah,
Mike hasn't played video games in years.
He might be playing Cyberpunk. I don't know. If he said if he was going to play something, it would be Cyberpunk. After he played a game that was under embargo that I just realized we can't talk about. But
what?
The Quidditch.
Oh.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to say that.
Well, people know it's out there, but we don't have an opinion on it. We can't say anything.
I gotcha. Yeah, no. I think he did say something about that because he's playing it with Miranda or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying... I don't know. You can't be mad at me.
It's a weird thing because when we play D&D on Thursdays and you guys are watching the football games.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that will impact your mood within the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, within D&D. 100%. So it's like you could be like happy and giddy and then all of a sudden something goes wrong on the football game and now suddenly it's a different...
Dude, D&D is... Man. I wanted to be the captain so bad. I was captain for like 5 minutes.
So, I texted you that I messed up. Well, actually, I texted you that Nate messed up. But the way I thought about it was I didn't want to gang up on anyone.
Sure.
So I was like, all right, we're picking the captain of the D&D crew. And two of us voted for one person.
Yep.
One person voted for you. And I thought Nate was going to vote for you as well.
Right.
And then it would have been like, well, you were already captain, so split vote, you just stay captain.
Right.
And I thought that could just be like how that plays out.
Sure.
And then Nate abstains, and then you
just lose
captaincy in
5 minutes after
five minutes.
So I was elected captain because nobody wanted to be captain.
Yeah.
So everyone voted for themselves. And who? One person voted for me?
No, I voted for...
No, Dwayne. One person had to have voted for me because I won.
Maybe John might have
John did vote for me. Yeah. So everyone votes for themselves. No. Everyone votes for someone else, right?
Yeah. And then you voted for yourself.
So like everyone kind of has like 1 point because John voted for me, and then I am the last vote, and I'm just like, I voted
instead
myself.
Of voting for John, you voted for yourself.
And it was like, wait a minute, what? So now a 10-year-old's in charge.
Yeah.
Of the
pirate. Who you play as? I don't know if that came across, but you play as a 10-year-old wizard
kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little wizard boy. And oh my god, everyone's face when that happened.
Yeah,
they thought I was gonna give it to Tom.
Yeah,
our, you know,
yeah,
ranger friend.
Yeah,
and no, it's just Milo was like, dude, it's my time. It's my turn to be listened to.
But then he took
it lasted
anyways.
5 minutes yeah. because someone called for a recount, and I was like, okay, I'm a fair guy.
Yeah,
I did the recount. I lost in spectacular fashion, shockingly, and then we've tried to do another recount. The new leader has vetoed 4 times already.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm going to be very curious on how Jeff handles this as a DM because the party's split right down the middle.
I did not want it to be split.
Neither did
and I.
I
was doing my best not to.
But
and from my character's perspective, too. So I guess a little context is I have this... My personal quest right now is to deliver this message to... This dude in a tower, essentially. It's the watered down version. So I'm trying to do that. The party's split on this, though, because the guy who gave me the quest is like a skeleton. So half the party thinks he's a bad guy, but the other half the party is like supporting me.
Yeah.
So now we're split where half of us are going to the tower at night, sneaking out.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to. And my rationale was in character was like, hey, you're the new leader. They have to listen to you. So just tell them we have to go. It's like, again, I'm like a naive kid. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
I don't understand the complexities of of mutiny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, you're the captain now. Yeah, everyone has to do what you say.
Yeah.
That's how life works, right? So, yeah, I was trying really hard. But then fucking I got a 20 rolled on me for persuasion. Which, so persuasion...
Let's I don't just, agree with that.
Exactly. Let's just unpack this real quick, right? Persuasion and deception are challenging. What would you call that? Social.
Social interaction.
Interaction.
Yeah.
What would you call those stats, though? They're not stats, really. They're like checks or there's a word for them. But anyways,
like ability, like
abilities.
It's
your,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Scores or whatever. So, like, deception and persuasion are so difficult because when you're talking about player characters, especially when it's player character versus player character,
yeah,
to me, that should be complete role play scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, it feels kind of cheap if you roll really well and then you didn't really even have an argument. You're just, and especially if you just immediately roll, like, you didn't even try to provide an argument. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand it a little bit more when you're going up against an NPC, but still, even if it's like Tyler comes up with an amazing argument on to convince this guy to give us a piece of bread or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like whenever I DM, at least I'm like, okay, I'm going to reward that. That makes a lot of sense. I'm convinced as a person. So the NPC is going to be convinced, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little more complex when it's player versus player, but I guess it should be more of an honor system. Like, you know, you made a really good argument. I think my character's on board.
Yeah.
And then you go with that. I guess long story long, the role, I don't know. I just don't like I try to avoid the rolling when it comes to that.
It's one of those things, like, if you want to roll for it, that's one thing, but then you cannot metagame. Like, you cannot play above table. You can't try to pick roles and different things like that because of everything you know about everybody else or what they're all doing or their thoughts and feelings above table and not in the game.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a little bit of a gray area where, like, to your point, if you just have high charisma or whatever, you can just bully everyone to do whatever you want. Like, you're not being charmed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you have to listen to them. You can be like, that's a really good point. But I still don't feel good about it. You know,
right.
Like, you can still break out of that. Yeah.
I don't know, dude, because it's like, here's the thing, too. Like, if you have high charisma and maybe you're not the strongest role player, which sometimes happens, I think we've all been there. Like, my character is much more charismatic than I am as a person, right?
I don't know. I mean, you're your character.
I'm just saying, like, sure. Theoretically, like, if you have a 20 in charisma, I'm not a 20 in charisma in real life, dude. That's like a silver tongue. That's like Han Solo, man. You know what I mean? Like, the dude's cold as ice. But at least you can do one of those things where you're like, oh, here's what my character gets across, or here's what I say, or whatever. Like, you're not actually just role-playing it because the dude's too cool for school, but, like, at least you're, like, summarizing it rather than just saying, oh, I'm going to roll, and then you're convinced.
Yeah.
It just feels cheap to me. Like, even if you roll, and then it's like, okay, you rolled a 20 to convince me. Now let's craft narratively how you convinced me. Like, let's even work together on this.
Right.
I just hate when it's like, nope, I beat your score. You must do what I say now. Like you were saying, like, that seems like you're just beating people over the head with a dice roll.
Well, that's the thing I don't understand, is because it's like, if the party is so split, because, like, you're looking at it where, I'm not going to say my character is like a father figure to you. That's more of John's character. And mine is more of just like, I just find you fun. And I'm just like, I feel somewhat protective as we've been playing. It's like, okay, like, my character becomes more protective of you. So me and John and then Nate's character are all, I would argue, and it's wild to say, but more parental-esque. Like, we worry about you being so young and impressionable, and, like, your pursuit of knowledge is taking you into some weird, like, magic places. Now, I hate magic, right?
Right.
So, like, I don't trust anyone that wields magic, or especially if it's an animated ghoul skeleton guy that's like, oh, bring me the 10-year-old boy. It's like, no, that sounds bad. Right. So we were like, no, thank you. But then it's like, I don't see how we would have another big argument where, like, we do a roll-off where, like, we're arguing back and forth and whatever, and then maybe it's something where, like, we're trying to convince you one way and they're trying to convince another way, and, like, you can kind of, like, craft it around, like, who kind of pulls on your emotions, right? So, like, for us, it's like, hey, we're trying to protect you, we're trying to, you know, we'll get you what you want, but we're trying to do it this way, and the other guys are, like, kind of almost like the fast track, like, oh, we'll just take you right to the tower and give you over to this skeleton brother or whatever.
But it
just seems like if it went to that place, like, we're just gonna end up, like, just throwing down.
Dude, so I like the dynamic because, like you described, it makes a lot of sense. Like, you three have a very good reason why you don't want me to do that and stopped me from meeting the guy in the first place.
I mean, we burned his house down.
Yeah, right? So, like, the guy who gave me the quest, they burned his house down.
Might have been overreacting
a little bit. And, like, I think rightfully so, my character was pretty upset about it.
100%.
Because, look, I'm 10.
Yep.
It's super naive, first of all. So it's like, I don't care if this guy's a skull. Like, dude, he's trying to help me because he said so, right? And again, like, I'm after pursuit of knowledge. I want to become stronger in my craft of magic. It's like, that's, like, number one priority.
Yeah.
So it's like,
but, like, narratively,
yeah.
And that's awesome because, like, we ended the session on Thursday where it's like, okay, we're all going to bed.
Yeah.
Like, we went to the tavern.
Yes.
Long day, went to bed. So it's like, I'm heavy sleeper. You could sneak out. Like, I'd be like, oh, well, he left. Who knows? Right. And, like, so, like, you have it set up where you could really pick either way.
I think the best thing would be you guys find out we're gone and follow us. Because I really don't think splitting the parties.
Do, like, a perception check or something. Yeah.
Honestly, just force it. Like, because, like, here's the thing. I understand, you know, it's all about the freedom of choice and everything like that. But there comes a point where you have to balance that with what's the best for the game too.
Yeah.
And we've seen that splitting the party it's so difficult. It's just so difficult. You have people that don't make a move in like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that happens. And it's like, it's nobody's fault because it's just so hard to manage just having two different parties, especially like this. Like, we're going on a whole quest. Who knows what's going to happen with that? We might be gone for a while.
You might die.
We might be dead.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that's the best way to handle it. That's what I would do personally, but you can get creative. I mean, that's the beauty of the game, right? You can get creative.
Yeah.
Maybe there is a way to handle it differently that I'm not thinking of, but
if it was me, I would, honestly, if it was me, what I would do is, like, now, like, before the next session, you guys all roll stealth.
Yeah.
We all roll, perception at like a disadvantage even or something like that. Sure. And it'd be like a lower check because it's like whatever, but like you have to like sneak out.
Yeah, but John is an elf.
Yeah.
He doesn't sleep.
Where do you sleep in his room?
Probably.
So like how would that even, how could you get out of there?
I don't know.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Never. Like,
exactly. Wrong. And yeah. Like John would probably know.
That's a good point. So then that would be maybe if John anything, rolls in an advantage.
Well, here's the thing. It's tough because I would tell John where I'm going. Because like John's been that, I've traveled with him since day one.
Yeah.
That's how we came to this town. Like, so he's like the person I've known the longest. So I would tell him, hey, we're going to the tower. Like Milo is super dense when it comes to social situations. Yeah, like he doesn't know like, oh, we're sneaking out. Oh, sure. Don't tell the other guys. Right. Even though he's seen what they've done, he still is like, oh, hey, we're just going to go check out the skeleton tower, even though you don't want me to.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
So I don't know. I mean, Ryan would argue, you know, I rolled a 20. Milo should perfectly understand what the plan is, which is, I guess, kind of fair. Yeah. Again,
it boils down to, as a 10-year-old, and I was trying to think back as 10, and I really can't remember that far back.
I'm really trying.
A lot of my memories where I'm like, oh, I had a really strong opinion, or like as a kid or whatever,
yeah,
it was like between 12 and 14. So like 10 is getting like...
No, exactly. You know. I'm blown with the wind here.
Yeah.
Now, I have the luxury of like having a goal of like...
I mean, you're a smart 10-year-old. Like, you know what you want to do.
I'm smart, but I'm socially inept.
Here's the thing, because I was thinking about this the other night. Like, my nephew's 10, and when he's into something, that is a laser-focused, like, mastered obsession. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I could even see if you went, like, well, no, I have to do this. Like, I'm determined I have to do this. It's worth the risk. And you just...
Well, yeah, no, 100%, but I don't even think I calculate the risk. Like, the way I'm playing him is, like... You know when you're young and you're naive and you just think nothing bad ever is going to happen because nothing bad has ever happened to you?
To you specifically, yeah. Like right. You're impervious. You know bad things happen,
but not to you.
You're immune, yeah.
Yeah, because you're the main character.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like...
For 5 minutes at least.
Milo doesn't care if they get assigned to go to a haunted house or whatever and like there's bad guys. Like it just doesn't cross his mind. Like the risks...
But you got shot in the face.
Yes.
So like...
I did.
That's gotta.
No, I mean that did damper me. But think about like the next time I leveled up, I took all defensive spells.
Yeah.
And now in my mind, it's like, oh, okay, bad things can happen, but magic can overcome anything.
Yeah. You.
And
you
now I'm prepared.
Mitigated the. Yeah.
Now I'm prepared.
I got you.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Like it's like I'm falling into this trap of like, oh, I can solve for anything.
Yeah.
And like I'm ready to go now. Like this was my one. I faltered once, and now I'm okay. Yeah. Because think about it. Every fight we've had after that, we've cleaned up.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't been hit since.
I mean, I went down like 3-4 times, but sure.
Right, but I haven't been hit since.
That's fair,
right?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, it worked. Look at this.
Yeah.
This big lizard guy tried to get me, and he failed miserably. So like I'm.
Yeah.
I've solved it, right? Like, I have that analytical brain. Like, it's all intelligence.
Yeah.
It's like, I solved the puzzle. It's solved for now.
So, do you think you guys are going to do a separate, not
Jeff,
campaign?
Jeff's like, going to let us know.
Did you guys talk to him?
Not yet.
No.
I think he said Sunday he's going to try to decide or something. Or no, Monday we're supposed to reach out to him.
I was
going to
say,
remind him.
Yeah, he told you to do it.
Do what?
To reach out to him.
Yes, yeah. Monday.
He just kept saying that we were funny that night. And it's like, are you guys this funny all the time?
Jeff was pretty hammered. It was hilarious then, man. He was, yeah.
It's like, dude, yes. This is every night.
We literally made the same jokes we always make.
Yeah, it's a callback.
I love it.
The night of callbacks. And
we always call back. Callbacks are great.
Yeah.
They establish a canonical format.
It's not very different from real life. We tell the same stories all the time.
Oh, it's on just, a podcast, 100%.
Well, podcast, even just in real life, if we're hanging out and we're doing like a, I don't know, 4th of July party.
Yeah,
there are a few stories that get slung around, and we just retell them, and it's just funny and comforting. And it's
every
just
time
like,
I play cornhole, I talk about your wedding.
Yeah,
it was the greatest cornhole night of my life. It was disgusting.
It's life changing. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you,
I believe
when
you.
me and Kyle ran the table, like we were there for hours.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding.
I know.
And Those cornhole, that was not regulation. That was a super far distance.
It was large, yeah.
And I was crushing, sniping them.
Yeah.
And that was...
You found your distance.
Dude, it's just so weird. Like, if I'm sober, I am horrific at
cornhole. Overthink it.
I guess, yeah. Something. But when I'm drunk, it is the easiest game. Everything makes sense. I can hit a Womp Rat in my TI-86.
T-16, but shit. Okay.
It was close.
Yeah.
I got one digit, sure. Right?
Yeah.
I think what I said was a calculator, but TI-86.
Yeah, T-16 back home. Yeah,
T-16. T-16? Yeah. Just a T-16?
Yeah.
There's no other letter?
No.
I could hit a Womp Rat in my T-16 at home. There's no bigger than that. Is that what the line is?
I mean, that's not exactly that, but that's the gist of it, yeah.
You think Luke's a better pilot than Anakin?
No.
Not even close?
No. All right. No.
What about when Anakin's
Dude,
all
Luke
fucked up?
Luke was like 50 by the time he left Tatooine to go fly
50?
Stuff. 50? You know what I'm saying. But like...
He was like 18.
I still don't know how he can fly a starship.
Dude.
He never left. The whole point is he's like, oh, I want to go to the academy and I want to leave and I want to do everything and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can... Driving a car is not the same as driving a spaceship.
Sure. But Darth Vader couldn't even get him. Couldn't even play defense against him.
He was going to. It's not his fault that he got sucker punched from the back by Han Solo.
Yeah, but if he's the best pilot of all time, it's like...
He was wondering what's going on with why is my old mentor talking to this guy in the cockpit in front of me.
Because you're evil, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess not.
No. Dude, you know. Like... Luke Skywalker, if
he's above average,
you put him in a pod race, Luke Skywalker is paced on a mountainside.
But you said he's good at driving a car.
A T-16 is not a pod racer. Anakin was running pod racing when he was like 6 years old.
That dude's,
flying through caverns, dodging Tusken Raider bullets. No. Anakin's he blew up a OP, star dude. Cruiser. He single-handedly destroyed the Trade Federation blockade from the inside, and it, again when he was 6 years old, like nah.
Yeah. And isn't Plo Koon like the best though? Actually,
I'm sure.
I thought that's what I read.
Plo Koon's cool.
I thought he was like the best pilot. Like,
that's
what he was known for.
I never got through Clone Wars, so I'm sure that's where a lot of that goes in there.
I don't know. I just remember hearing that or something. But. Rest in peace.
Screw Luke Skywalker, man.
Whoa.
I love Mark Hamill.
You don't like Luke?
I don't like Luke Skywalker.
Really?
I like Mark Hamill a ton. So let me be very clear.
Okay.
I like his character.
Yeah.
I like everything. But Luke Skywalker as a character is one of the least
main characters.
Interesting. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
No, I think you literally just hate all main characters.
I'm trying to think of a main character I like.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Dude, I don't know.
Luke Skywalker.
He's great.
Luke?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Who's he better than?
Everyone.
Better than Han Solo. You're going to tell me Luke Skywalker is a better character than Han Solo?
He's better than Princess Leia.
I disagree, but okay.
He's better than C-3PO.
No.
Yeah.
C-3PO is so much better.
No. C-3PO has one bit, dude. He has one bit.
And it hits every time.
He walks across the fucking hallway, bro.
And it hits every time.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, the
I get bored of that after like the third time.
Trash. And just him talking, and he still has that old Star Wars humor, the non-Disney humor.
In the sequels?
Yeah.
In like 7-9? C-3PO
is the only one that can somewhat do something.
I'd say R2-D2
sacrifices himself, man.
It.
He's like, hey, you know all my experiences and all my memory and everything I ever knew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wipe it for you. That's fine. Here, this will let you read Sith.
Okay,
whatever.
Look. Yeah, Luke sucks in the sequels, but that's not his fault.
No, it has nothing to do with the sequels.
In
I
the
think
books,
Luke sucks in the originals, too.
He's awesome in the books.
Luke, he's just waving his thing around and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Luke's fine.
As a book guy, you should really be pro Luke.
He's whiny. I want to get off Tatooine. I hate everything you've done for
Anakin's
me.
Anakin's whiny.
You protected me from...
Anakin's whiny.
Anakin's terrible, too.
Oh, my God. What? You hate Darth
like
Vader?
Like father, like son.
You don't like Darth Vader, man?
I think out of all the characters ever in Star Wars... Here's you ready for T-Dog Aphasia's hot take?
This is... Jesus.
Of all the characters in Star Wars. All
right.
I think Padme is my least favorite character.
Oh. That's not a hot take.
And
at all.
I'm talking about, you know, Rex from episode 2 Clone with the forearms Clone keeps pulling his pants up. He's like, at your Camino, dog.
Yeah.
Better than Padme.
Is that the death stick bar?
Diner? No, it's different. That's Rex's. The death stick one's in some Coruscant pub.
Where is Rex's at? Tatooine?
No. I think.
Where is he at?
I think it might be Coruscant.
Oh,
still.
So that is Coruscant.
Yeah. Are different sure different bar. This? Different bar.
Well, he has a diner.
Rex
I
is
think.
A diner.
Yeah. And the other one was a bar. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I love. Was that episode 2?
Them cloners.
Where it's like a buddy cop movie at the beginning or something?
Yeah.
Was that episode 2?
Where they're trying to find the changeling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the buddy cop movie.
I can feel everything going on in there.
I don't know, dude. That was funny. Because that's the whole clone thing, right?
The clone thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
The clone
they
wars?
Go to Kamino and...
Yeah. Jango Fett.
Jango Fett. Jango Fett sucks.
Better than Padme.
Better than Boba Fett? Boba Fett kind of actually sucks, right? Like... He's so cool, but he actually does nothing.
Boba Fett, like the coolest thing that Boba Fett's ever done is in the TV show.
100%. Because of the movies, like, he's trash.
He is cool. That's it.
Yes.
That he stands there and looks cool. But
yeah, we've never
in practice,
seen him do something.
He's not good.
Yeah. And the movie wasn't that good
He gets
either.
Beat by a blind Han Solo in a pole.
Well, is that an indictment on Boba Fett, or is that just Han Solo is the greatest character in that whole universe?
No,
you know what
it's
I mean?
It's bad Boba Fett because
bad
he
Boba
lets
Fett.
Out. He's like, as he flies into Sarlacc.
I would be too.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, man. I should rewatch those.
The movies?
Yeah.
I love the movies, man, until you get to 7. And 7, again, is not that bad, but you know what comes after it.
Yep.
You know what comes after it. It's like Mass Effect. Like, I have a hard time playing Mass Effect again because I know what comes at the end.
I did watch that video you sent me where they were putting real faces on.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Characters. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I
there's
like
what do you remember what the YouTube channel's called?
Digital Corridor. Does it?
Yeah. You watch those guys a lot?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they're really into that stuff, kind of stuff like CGI stuff, mm-hmm. And there was this cool video they just came out with where what kind of program were they using, or do you know?
Yeah, we actually started, the one guy at our work is like really, really good. Like he's good with AI stuff, but it's Pixie, I think, or Pic. I think it's Pixie or Pixis or something
okay.
like that.
And
But yeah, it's kind of wild what you can do with like mapping faces on, like real faces on things.
So it's an AI program that constructs a realistic face, right?
Yeah, the big thing with this is like whenever you're trying to do a deep fake or something, you have to have just thousands and thousands of images and things like that. With this, you need like one image.
Yeah.
And it just maps it.
Because
like,
it can construct. Yeah. That's so crazy. But yeah, this video was like they're essentially improving faces in video games.
Bless you.
Thanks.
It's wild. And like Mass Effect's a really good one. And they were talking about like the animation part of it, how that's not there yet. It's just visual.
It's just
not
visual.
Like, and the visuals look awesome. Like honestly, I think my favorite was when they did Sergeant, what's his face from Halo?
Johnson.
Yeah. Johnson looked good.
Yeah.
Different, but good. In, like,
that was your favorite
really
cool one?
Way. I think because it was like they changed his appearance, but it instantly made it more believable. And I was like, and I think even they were saying like, I'll go to battle for that guy. Like, he was just like, yeah, all right, let's go. Yeah. It's not like like your classic, like, what's the guy that's always like, I'm too old for this crap. And I can't think of his name. He was in like Predator and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Samuel Jackson play him though?
Wait, from Halo?
Oh, you're saying in Halo?
No.
That line's from like a movie.
Yeah, but it's not Samuel L. Jackson.
Is it not?
Carl Weathers, I believe.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I wonder why I thought. Huh.
I think that's who I'm thinking of. Anyway,
but what
you would think Sergeant Johnson's like a Carl Weathers type guy.
Sure.
And
sure.
He almost looked like a bulky not Stevie Wonder. Crap. I forget his name. Anyway.
Musician?
Yeah. not Lionel Richie either. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of all the musicians. Anyway, but yeah, the tech was wild. Like, it was really, really cool. But yeah, like, it worked really well for Mass Effect, worked really well for Bethesda games because the animation already sucks. So it's just like, right, you can just make these look better.
Yeah.
And you don't lose any of the janky animation side of it.
Dude, the animation is the toughest part.
Yeah.
Face is just such a complex
system. Everyone looks like better. And that was the other kind of point, is they all got glow ups. So it was all like, oh, look, their faces are all smoother and their cheekbones are chiseled and everything looks right, really like they're just like super makeup models and stuff. And like, their skin was all nice. It's just like, I like the defects. I like having Aloy, like, you know, like the bridge of her nose is a little bit more red. You could actually see her pores, and like, her expressions are much better in the actual game versus like when they mapped a face onto it and stuff.
Right.
And like, the face is like, if you had makeup in a post-apocalyptic, like, you know, right, weird hellscape thing.
Yeah. So
it was cool. I don't know. Somebody's got to take that and run with it, right? Like, it's got to be a thing.
You'd think, but I don't know. I mean, in practice, it's probably harder.
Who knows?
I mean, but like you said, it was just static, so it doesn't really do anything for you. Well, they're talking about making a game.
But they could, like, they threw it on Knights of the Little Republic, and like, that looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, okay, like, do Knights of the Little Republic and just AI everything. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just like, okay, like, this robe, make it AI or whatever, and just see what happens. I don't know. That was the thing, is like, even with Knights of the Little Republic, they're supposed to remaster that, and now people are thinking that's canceled.
Why?
Just because it was either indefinitely postponed, or it was just like, it just fell off the face of the earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was definitely confirmed.
100%.
Yeah, I remember they kept...
That was with the PlayStation fanboys being like, hey, another tick for us in our awesome games that are coming out.
They kept bringing that up during PlayStation's showcases.
Yeah.
I don't think they did last time, though. Is that, so they did announce that it was postponed? Like, officially,
yeah,
they were
pushing it back. I'll have to find the story, but
I think it was supposed to come out this year, if I wasn't mistaken.
Yeah, well, clearly that's not.
Because remember, like, during one of the showcases when they were doing God of War, dude, they were talking about this.
That far ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I wonder if I might be conflating.
You're looking at all the, with your, like, this year alone, you're looking at Dead Space and Resident Evil and Final Fantasy has been showing off their new, like, their next hit for 7 or the next part.
Quick rant.
Yeah.
Square Enix shows way too much of their games, by the way, man.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they do this.
But they never show it in context.
True.
Like, the only reason I say that is, like, they showed so much of 16. So much of 16.
Yeah.
And when I played 16... I'm like, I know that I've seen some of this, but it was so out of context that, like, I couldn't possibly.
I will say, though, they didn't show the last 40% of the game, though.
That's fair.
At all.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because that game's just really long.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. The next one they're doing, Final Fantasy VII, whatever.
Yeah, part two.
I haven't looked at anything, though. So, you know, maybe they're not showing off as much as I thought, but, like,
well,
I see these creators saying, like, oh, I got to play it, and oh, look at all this shit. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, there's too much. I don't want to see any of it. There's too much going on.
Seven's different, though, because you know Seven. So, like, obviously they're going to change some stuff and move things around and whatnot. But, like, you kind of know. So, like, if you see something, you'll be like, oh, that's from that part or whatever.
But you know there's a lot of shenanigans going on.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I get a glimpse of, like, a big plot twist that's not in the original.
Sure.
That's going to ruin it.
Does Aerith die? I know we asked
this. Dude, this is crazy. This is The Empire Strikes Back, if we want to keep the thread going here. Like, this is it. This game could be an all-timer.
Could.
It could be an all-timer.
Or it could fail. They could push too far.
I have full confidence because Final Fantasy VII Remake was so well done. And I know it wasn't everyone's favorite. People had some problems with it. But let's just, again, conceptualize what they were trying to do. You have Final Fantasy VII, 26 years old, 10 days after I was born. One of the best... one of the best games of all time, or if not that, one of the most beloved games of all time, which is a fair thing to say, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
overrated, those, but continue.
Sure. Those fans love that game, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know how Kyle gets about like that game. Yeah. So, and that's like a great representation of the whole fan base. So it's like, if you're able to do it justice for the remake, where it's like you really, like, I think you'd have to admit the key plot points that line up with the original were really well done and really well imagined in the modern era and the technology that they have now. Now, I know people kind of are split on the extracurricular shit that's going on, but like, I think what they demonstrated to me, at least, is that they understand the property and care about it, where they have a very good understanding of, okay, here are the moments we must do correctly and must keep and preserve, and then here's where we can do creative liberties. So, I don't know. Based on the first game, I trust the process. I think this is shaping up to be a big one.
Showing your hand with like Sephiroth early and things like that, is that,
I think it was genius.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, look, you got to consider that my perspective is totally different on this, where it's like I played that one first and then went back and played the original.
Yeah.
So that's a huge difference, right? Mm-hmm. Than someone who's
played it for the first time. I played through 7 and while Kyle was watching everything, and then played the
the remake. But again, different perspective for you because you played it as an adult. Right.
100%. Yeah.
Like if Final Fantasy VII was your Grandia 2, man, would you be on board?
Yeah. I don't know if I would have liked it as I wasn't a big RPG guy. The thing that stuck out for Grandia specifically was the combat. True. And I think Grandia has more fun combat than Final Fantasy.
I agree.
So
I agree with that. Dude, Grandia's combat is
because I had a lot of fun. Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, you did?
I couldn't beat
for the Dreamcast?
No, for PlayStation.
Oh, was it only for PlayStation?
Yeah. I couldn't
The other Final Fantasies were on Dreamcast.
The main dude. The what?
The other like the ones before 7 came out on Dreamcast?
Not that I know of. No.
They were on a different platform, I thought. And then like 7 was the first one that was like it's now Sony exclusive, cuz
I mean they were on like Super Nintendo and stuff.
Super Nintendo. Okay.
Yeah. You're going the opposite way.
Dude, that's before my time, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
PlayStation 1 was my first console. Anyways, what were you saying?
I was just saying that I had Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah,
I played.
You couldn't beat which guy?
The little cyborg, not the cyborg thing, like the little robot, Scorpion.
Oh, at the very beginning of the game?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I was 9. I was just like, I didn't understand the mechanics and trying to like see what I was doing. So I was like, why I keep dying? And I got frustrated and stopped playing it and I played something else.
But imagine you got through that hurdle.
Yeah.
The dopamine hit.
Yeah. I just didn't like that.
It would have been your favorite game of all time.
I just didn't. Yeah.
But this is how people explain it to me. It's like you're playing that game. You're in Midgar. And you're like, oh, okay, this is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get out of that, that's where everyone was like, wait, what? This is like a whole world. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that's where this game is going to be. That's why this is the big moment. Yeah. Because like we just played the first one, which I thought was really well done, was like the intro of the game, right?
Do we see this as though like, and I don't know if they confirmed or denied this, like is it, do you keep your stuff or is it literally like, here's your new game and that's it? And it's not a carryover.
Oh, right.
I think that's how you have to do it.
I think they confirmed something, but again, I haven't watched anything because I don't want to accidentally. I want to be fresh, dude.
But the reason why I asked that is like, okay, I played it on PC.
Yeah.
So if it comes out, sure, we'll play it on PlayStation now that I have a PlayStation. Does that carry over? Am I just starting fresh? Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
How much of it, I can't imagine it being, like, I would assume you get all new stuff.
You probably get all new
stuff,
early
on. Yeah. So it's just like, okay, well, what's the point, you know?
You mean what's the point?
Of carrying your save over.
Oh. I don't think you will be able to carry your save over.
So
it's my guess.
And I think I can wrap my head around it. Rather than being like, okay, here's the full game, it's like, okay, here's Final Fantasy VII. Here's Final Fantasy VII-2. Here's Final Fantasy VII-3.
Yeah. I think what they'll do is like they'll give you some stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to start with nothing. You're going to start with some stuff.
Sure. Like, it should feel like a continuation. Yeah, like, it's like,
it's not going to be a one for one, because I don't think they're going to pull saves in. If they did, that'd be cool. But
yeah. But like, even Mass Effect doesn't.
Yeah, you start anything fresh. Yeah. But they wrap that in narratively, though. Like, you
right, well, I'm saying, fucking like,
die in the second
Final
one.
Final Fantasy could probably do that, too. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. No, well, I don't think so. Because the game's going to start, you're going to Calm, right? That's the next step. So you're literally walking from Midgar to Calm. That's when Cloud tells you about the flashback of how he knows Sephiroth and shit. So nothing really happens where he loses his stuff, unless you're going to do something new, but that would be new. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
But again, just goes to show why Mass Effect's the greatest trilogy of all time. Like, what other game does that as well?
I mean, it's, here's the thing. They still fumble it.
But the end, though.
Yeah.
But even in 3, the choices were really good.
Dude, like, if there's one thing you can fumble from the first quarter to the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, hey, look.
You can't fumble at
and
the end of the game.
All that people are going to remember is the scoreboard. You could have the greatest game of your life, but if you lost by 1 point,
it's
in the record books, they're just going to look at the score.
Like, there is a reason why a lot of these games that are getting high marks on like OpenCritic and things like that, you play and you're like, I don't know. Lost Stars being a very good example, where you're like, kind of, you're like, okay, it's fine. And then just things take off and it leaves you with like a good ending, or you're just like, oh,
Lost Stars? Lost Stars?
Yeah, isn't that Lost Stars?
Sea of Stars?
Sea of Stars, I'm sorry. Sea of Stars.
Yeah.
And it like, it picks up and you're just like, and if it ends on a strong note, that's what you're left with.
That one ended on a weird note, though.
Well, okay, it might have been a bad example, but
no,
I'm saying,
I understand. Yeah. Like, the last third of the game was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Just flipped it on its head, which was cool.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
So it's
that was a memorable game, man. I still find myself thinking about that. I was literally in the bathroom the other day, washing my hands.
Yeah.
You know, doing my Mississippis.
Uh-huh.
And
you're not the alphabet guy?
Nah.
What do you count to? 30?
I count Mississippis.
30 Mississippi?
Couple.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi?
Enough to fill up the South.
Okay.
Like, how many Mississippis would it take to fill up the South?
What are we talking?
20. 20 Mississippis. Take Mississippi the state.
Oh.
And like,
okay.
Put it in a row.
I thought you were talking about like the word. Like what font size are you going with?
Oh, font?
Yeah.
Cabrille? Is that one of them? Cabrille?
Yeah.
Maybe a 12.5.
12.5?
Yeah.
So less than an inch.
Yeah.
72 point is an inch.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's kind of wild. You could actually tell. I could tell you the font size if you gave me the square footage of the South. I could give you a font size that would cover all of
That's
it
awesome.
With one Mississippi word.
That's awesome.
That's stupid. Anyway, go on. What were you talking about?
Washed my hands. I was thinking about CSRs. Like, I was like, man, that was such a cool game.
Yeah.
That's you're cool. Exactly right. Like, if you nail the end, and I was actually going to ask you, like, is there a game that comes to mind that's like, maybe not bad, but like it's like really predictable or kind of straightforward, and then the end's just so good that it's like you just love that game. Like, can you think of any game like that? Like, I was trying to think myself. I'm like, man, is there an ending so good that it like
I just play Cocoon.
Yeah,
I think Inside is a good example of like the game was pretty straightforward. It was fine and everything. But then there was like the last level that when you do it, you're just like, so do you want spoilers or does it matter?
I don't care.
So
what is this a new game?
No, Inside's old. It was like the people that made Limbo and then they made Inside and then they made Cocoon. But Inside, you're playing as this boy.
Yeah.
And you're just going around doing all this stuff and like hiding and doing all these puzzles.
Yep.
And at the very end, there's this like blob of flesh. It's so weird.
Okay.
But you're this boy that goes into this tank that then gets absorbed into this thing, literally blob of flesh with just arms and legs and body parts. And you turn into this monster. And then that's how you leave the facility or whatever. And you just break your way out. And it's just, it's weird. Like, it ends on a high note because you're like, what the heck is this game?
Yeah.
And then you you're this weird experiment, and at the end you just kind of like sit on a cliff and look out into the distance.
You're just a blob.
So weird, but it was just like, it was memorable. A fine game up to that point, but yeah. The ending was like, what the heck is this?
They sent it.
Yeah.
That's Grandia 2, man.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah,
wow, Grandia 2 is another good typical one. Typical RPG.
And they just...
Oh, we're going to the moon?
Yeah, it's like, we're done. Like, here you go.
Oh, the giant... Like, weren't we looking for a sword or something? And then we find a huge sword, and we're like, oh, it must have been giants. And it's like, no, it's a spaceship.
Yeah.
We fly to the moon. We defeat the bad guy, who's actually like an alien.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a crazy fucking game. The church is bad, which...
Shocker.
Yeah, that's a classic JRPG trope, which I like.
Yep.
I like that trope.
I mean, there are a lot of games that I'm just like... Spider-Man, the first one. So the second one's out. I'm going to start playing that.
Yeah.
The first one was one where it was like, it was good. And then I just played it for too long after. And it just it lost its luster.
I think this one, dude, you're going to love, because even the 100% times I was looking at on how long to beat were under 50 hours.
It's awesome.
So I think this is like a very concise, tight, polished experience, which I'm like here for. Because I think even Spider-Man, dude, is the perfect game for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once Spider-Man becomes a slogfest, you know, I think you can really run into that trap of, like, you just get kind of beat down by trying to 100% it.
Yeah.
But if you keep it tight and, like, just give you enough to, like, feel like you've explored New York and, like, collected everything and the story's really good. Like, we know the story's going to be good and stuff. I think that's when it's going to be at its best.
Did you see there's a bunch of like TikToks going around where people playing at Spider-Man, they just drop to the ground and they just start walking. So they walk from one end of the city to the other, and there's so many conversations of people on the city streets. They're just like long drawn out conversations. So like they'll walk up and there's just two mothers with strollers.
Yeah.
And like the one's like a new mom or something, and they're just like talking back and forth, and she's like, yeah, I don't know how to do this and blah 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 blah. And she's like, okay, well this is what you have to, and like they're like giving like parenting advice and stuff. She's like, okay, well see, I thought we would just kind of like throw baby powder on there. Like, no, we don't do that anymore because that can give asthma and all this stuff. And it's just like, why is that in the game?
Yeah.
Like, who is gonna hear that? And like there's like two construction workers talking about like, we can't cut corners here because we got to keep our guys safe. And they're doing this. It's just like,
wow,
it's wild. And it's just like that cool. level of detail in that game is crazy.
It's like Starfield though, where it's like, why are these models so good? Like these fucking, I was literally playing Cyberpunk and I'm doing this one mission and we're at a table and we're eating some burgers or something. The burgers look like shit, dude. They're literally like polygons on the table, but the characters look great. If that was Starfield, dude, that would be the most delicious, juiciest burger.
But the characters would look bad.
But the characters would look like, still blows my mind. I mean, that is some of the best item models I've ever seen in a video game. They looked so good. Like, you could read the labels. They were so crisp. You could go on your ship and see your computer and read the little stamp in the corner of who made this machine.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
There should be something. Like, we should be like, hey, if we could make an all-star video game development crew.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you okay, give me the list of names.
Frankenstein it.
That did the environmental stuff from like, I'm making it like, okay, like Witcher. Who on CD Projekt Red did all the environments and all the extra like different like mission points and different things like that and the overarching stuff. And it's like, who did the model work on Starfield and who did the character work on, honestly, I'd probably even say like Naughty Dog might be the best character work, if not Horizon.
You get animations from Horizon though, man.
Yeah, well,
character animations.
Character animations.
Well, no, 100%. Like Red Dead 2. Man, that game looks good.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Weren't you saying that was overrated though? You didn't think it looked that good?
No, I think it looks great. What I'm saying is like Red Dead 2 is not a pause and take a picture of it as much as Horizon is just so fantastical and gorgeous and Horizon isn't,
but I think that's
accurate, right? So like Horizon specifically and Sea of Thieves is a great example of this, because they specifically would like there's a time of day, right?
Yeah,
it goes, but they linger on the dawn and they linger on the dusk, whereas like it just looks good on the water, so they're like, oh, we're just extend that a little bit. It's like an artsy version of it, and there's always a beautiful sunset. It always looks, you know, so
I would say Cyberpunk looks great. Like, there's some scenic places in that game.
Yeah, like the macro world is awesome. If you get the macro world of a CD Projekt Red game and then the micro of a Bethesda game.
Yeah, right. No, it's
hey, there you go.
Yeah. Who would the gameplay be, though? What has the best gameplay?
Between those two games?
If you're Frankensteining a game together.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what gameplay are you looking for at that point?
Spider-Man. I'm trying to think of something. That, like, as far as traversal, like,
you imagine
so
Spider-Maning through Spider-Man. Night City?
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
That'd be fucking awesome.
It'd be amazing. Yeah.
You just jump onto, like, a flying ship car.
I can't really think of... There's
so many different types. Like, are we talking shooter? Are we talking just action? Are we talking, you know what I mean? There's so many.
I would think third person, like
third person
exploration, whatever.
Best gameplay. Yeah, gameplay's tough. You're the gameplay guy, though. So.
I do love me a good gameplay.
Who would write the story? Who's the best story writer?
That's actually a really good
question. That's a tough one. Because there's a lot of great stories, but like the best? Oof.
If I was going to get someone to write a story, it's like, hey, Larry, you know, let's put your...
Larian.
Let's bring it in.
How do you think they would do...
If Larian just had to do the story and focus on the story and all the different branches and different things?
Yeah. But here's my contention with that, is they're so comfortable with the style that they have because they're so familiar with the engine.
Yeah.
You know, because they have two Divinity Original Sin games that translated into Baldur's Gate. Mm-hmm. I think they utilize that so well. And what I mean by that is like there's like things that they can do within that engine, within that kind of sense that they weave into the narrative elements, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Give me a for instance, because I feel like if like, you said, hey, Larian, you don't have to do anything else but write the story, voice everything, and basically do your little spider webs of like, if this, then this, if this, then this.
Yeah,
this is
you know
how
I
you
take
over-
it back. I think you're right.
If
they just did Original Sin 2, I would say no, because I actually don't think you get even close to the amount of spider webbing that happens in Baldur's Gate 3, if I'm remembering correctly.
I'm just saying, like, character wise and like even like story wise, like, I don't really care about, like, and I would either say that or I would say Larian. Horizon has compelled me to.
What if you get to bring Valve out?
Yeah, like, where would Valve go?
Wouldn't that be kind of nutty, though? Right? They're all so, like, Larian, I agree, like, they nail the choices and the ramifications, right?
Like, everything has a consequence in something. Yeah.
And the freedom of, like, you can do whatever the fuck you want. There's more than one way to skin a cat, right? But Valve is, like, Portal 2 is just so good. And everyone loves Half-Life. And it's, like, the way they tell stories is really interesting.
Yeah.
It's very unique. Well, I feel like they
have multiple writers going in there. Like, you could have like the character writers, you could have the story writers.
Yeah.
You'd have the script.
You have the scenario. Like, yeah. Dude, I just, like, a Valve game is just different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what, you can't compare it.
Yeah.
The way they.
See, I don't have as big of a crush on Half-Life just because it's a little bit older.
I don't either. So I've never played them, but I know that people do.
Portal is great. Like, the humor is awesome.
Yeah. But the world's always just, to me, like, the world's just interesting. Like, when I was playing Portal, I was always like, man, like, interested in, like, oh, what is this facility for? And, like, especially when you go down to the basement, you kind of learn the history of what was going on. And it's like, I just always, it just leaves you with the sense of you want to learn more about the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just such a weird and interesting place. And you're, and the fact that it's like, you say it's a world, but you're confined to this one facility.
Yep.
That's the beauty of it. Like, imagine what they can do if they had everything at their disposal. Or would you lose the luster of the mystery?
If it's like a giant game or.
Right? Yeah. So that's an interesting point, too.
Oh, you just bring in different people for different sections of the. It's like, this is the portal.
Oh,
you
have a
Valve's area.
Yeah, Jesus, that'd be cool.
I mean, gameplay wise, like if you're talking even first person, like, you got to bring in Respawn, or you got to bring in Bungie.
Hmm.
Like, I don't think you have I don't think you have better gameplay than Respawn or Bungie from a first person aspect. Or bring in
really?
Or bring in people that made Doom.
Yeah. Doom's
its just own. Depends on what you're looking for, right? Yeah. So like I think from a crispiness, from like a just like a shooting, like it feels good when you land those shots type of thing. Yeah. I think Bungie nails it. From a traversal, fun, creative way of doing things in first person,
yeah.
I think that's where you have the Respawn guys from like a Titanfall, right?
Sure.
And then for Doom, it's just like craziness Carnage. And movement and like just but like
imagine like you're exploring, it's like a third person game, and then you just do this one mission where you have to just go into the bad guy's base and just mow him down.
Yeah, just like
and
a
it just zooms into first person, the Doom music kicks on, yeah. And you just start to show
see
him.
That's
that
the equivalent of a video game where it's like you have these movies, right, where yeah. It's just like they have 100 big name actors that are just like, ah, we'll just
like the Expendables
have a
or
line
something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Even more so than the Expendables. Like what, wow, man, what was it? There was like one movie.
The Departed.
Departed is good too. Like it, but Departed is like a serious movie. I'm that, talking like there are
no,
dumb
I know,
movies
I know.
Where it's like,
it's
here's 100
movie.
Actors. That
but
are
The Departed
like,
does have like so many like,
yeah, yeah.
And I think they were all young enough. It was just like the perfect storm. So it's different than what you're describing, but
yeah,
I always like bringing that up.
But it's like, oh, I can't believe. And then like, I'm trying to think. Like you have everyone from Morgan Freeman to Ryan Reynolds to like,
I thought
Julia
The Expendables
Roberts
was
in.
Like a good. That's like
it
that's
is,
what that
but
does.
It's all like action people.
Oh,
where
you're
like
talking.
I'm talking a movie that's just like there are so many actors in there that you're like what
maybe one of
is
those like
on?
Rom coms.
That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say Hairspray, but that's not the right
Hairspray.
One. It's not.
Is,
yeah. It, there's like maybe something 40, something. I don't know. I can kind
love
of
after 40.
No, it's like a there's like a checkerboard poster. I don't know. Anyway,
that's what all those things do. It was probably one of those Christmas or Valentine's Day ones.
Yeah,
like
where a love,
has
like
all
a
their
love
faces
actually
on it.
And stuff. Or yeah,
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 yeah.
Anyway, but what I'm saying is, you need a video game like that where yeah. It's just everything, every
but
genre.
But those aren't
every,
those
whatever.
Aren't ever the best movies, though.
No, but it's just a fun, dumb
it would
like
be, yeah.
I don't know. Titanfall still is. Well, actually, I mean, here's a perfect example is. Like Mario Odyssey, where it's just like every level is completely different with new yeah. Mechanics, and it's just like it just puts a smile on your face. It's just dumb and
yeah.
Like awesome.
Yeah. And what's going to be next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Mario.
Yeah. How's
Mario,
that going?
Mario Wonder. I'm wondering
uh-oh.
Why it has a 91.
Oh, wow.
I.
Interesting. Did not expect you to go this path.
It's fine. But I'm not like sucked into it by any stretch, and it might just be me being old. But Mario has become very kiddie, right? So it's like this, like I don't want dialogue in a Mario game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't need like a oh thank you for Bowser's getting blah 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 blah. Like back in my day,
oh boy,
Bowser came, he stole Peach.
Yep.
And you're like, I'm just going to get him back. I don't need, I'm just going to stomp on you. I don't need a dialogue for every boss I go and defeat or whatever. Like, oh, my dad's going to beat you up. Like, okay, Kitty Bowser, I'm going to kick you out of here. Like,
are we getting some Dark Souls lore on Bowser's
yeah,
family?
I don't know. And it's like, there's no stakes. It's that they made up some new character that Bowser's like, I'm taking over the Flower Kingdom. So you have the Mushroom Kingdom?
Yeah.
Well, now they're in this like Petal Flower Kingdom or whatever.
Oh, they left the Mushroom Kingdom?
Yeah, because you can play as Peach and Daisy. Or you can pick any Mario character you want to just go through it. So already it feels
oh, really?
A little weird. Yeah.
So Mario gets captured if you play as Peach?
No one gets captured. That's
no
what I'm
capturing.
Saying. No, it's Bowser comes down and captures like the castle and basically just imprisons everyone in the like in the mushroom world, Bowser came down and like turned all the toads into like blocks and stuff. Like
what?
Yeah, like if you go back, it was like all those blocks you're like punching and breaking and stuff, those are like he like transformed all the people of the Mushroom Kingdom.
In which game?
In like Mario Brothers, like the original one.
Oh,
whatever.
Really?
Like that's like the I have to look it up,
that's
but it's
lore?
Like the written thing. Yeah.
So you're
like,
crushing the souls of your brother for coins?
I'm sure there is some retconning going on or something.
So when I punch a block,
I gotta look this up because I don't want to misspeak. But
and a mushroom comes out to make me larger. I'm eating the soul
yeah,
of someone.
Original Mario. Brothers toads transform. Let's see. Let's see if that even helped. Okay. In the game, the peaceful toads of the Mushroom Kingdom had been turned into various objects, such as bricks and pipes, by the evil King Bowser. However, some of the princess Toadstool's loyal servants were known as the Mushroom Retainers, were simply kidnapped. Yeah. So that's... I mean, it's one of those things, like, I'm sure no one thinks of that way anymore, but, like, that's how it became. Like, one was Bowser just was an ass. And then in this one, it's like, I'm turned into a... Like, Bowser turned into, I don't know, like a bigger Bowser castle or something.
I don't know what you're saying.
Anyway, so I'm not... enthrall, and not that Mario ever had a good story, but like the little bit of story they're trying to do here, I don't care about. Playing on the Switch sucks still. It hurts your hand. Like, you have to play on with a controller or something, or my hands are just not, like, it hurts after a while. Like, yeah. I don't like it. And then the movement, I was watching the Digital Foundry one. They were saying that it's like almost like a cross between Super Mario U and Super Mario World, where Super Mario World is a little bit more precise. Like, whenever you're like sprinting and you stop, you're not like still moving 10 feet after you stop or whatever. This one still doesn't feel good to me. Like, it's still not precise. It still feels floaty and like you're always on like ice and stuff like that. And I don't like that. And the when you're running, you have this like spin up animation that's almost like a Sonic thing in a weird way, but it's like this momentum where like, you're sprinting, but it still takes you a second. Like, you start out slow, and then you start running. And I just don't like how it feels. It feels better than Super Mario U, like the new, like the ones that they came out with, the side-scrollers. But this one is just like, eh. And then...
What's your favorite movement from any Mario?
Super Mario World.
Easy. Super Mario World?
Easily,
which, yeah. The original?
Yeah. Yeah. And it would either be... Well, Super Mario World is the one with, like, the cape and stuff. So you have Super Mario Brothers 2, 3, World... And then Yoshi's Island.
What system was World out on?
Super Nintendo.
Okay, so this is a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the best movement.
That's the best Mario game.
Well, yeah, but that incorporates
the movement? I think it's the best movement. I think Yoshi's Island's also very good, but that's kind of apples and oranges. Yoshi's just a different
character. Right. Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. They're like little flowers throughout the world.
I saw
that. Yeah, when you walk through it and they like talk in English. Like, you could do it. And it's like, can I turn these off? Like, I don't want these. And it's always popping up tooltips of like, you can go online and have people help you. And I'm like, no. And it's like, you can play as Yoshi. You don't take any damage from enemies. I'm like, well, what's the, like.
I think they're really, you know, if we zoom into the whiteboard meeting.
Yeah, it's kids.
It's
I get
for
it.
Kids.
But like, which is I smart played Mario because, when I was a kid. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it was hard. It still is hard.
Kids these days need their handheld.
I don't like it. Yeah. So I don't know. The levels so far have not been, let's say, clever. And maybe I've kind of ruined myself on that stuff because we played like Mario Maker, and I've seen creativity on some things.
Right.
They're good levels, and they have cool like things to them.
Yeah.
But I haven't been like wowed with any. Like, there was the second level, there are piranha plants singing, and I thought that was funny. But that's it. Like, it's just like,
do you
I don't
like
know.
The wonder plants? How it changes things?
Nah, yeah.
Because every level has one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the shtick on this is like, you get midway through the level, there's a plant, you get it, and then it changes the level in some way, and you have to find like a hidden seed before either a timer runs out or before you end the level. It's okay. Like, I haven't seen anything that's like awesome with that yet.
Mm-hmm.
How
far are you, would you say?
I beat the first world out of, I think, 5 worlds. So I'm on the second world going through that. And it's fine. But like, even little things where like you go into these like side quest things that give you badges for your hat, but it's not like Mario Odyssey. It was so integrated and just felt natural and good and stuff, like with the hat interactions and stuff with it. Like, it felt natural.
Sure.
With this, it's like you have to like pick what hat you want to wear in the beginning. So like, some hats will let you like when you jump off a wall, it actually jumps you straight up instead of over, or you can press and hold the shoulder button to like float down with your hat, or at the start of every level, you just start as Super Mario or whatever instead of like the little Mario.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like another gimmick thing where I'm like, I'd rather just turn it off. Like I don't want that. I want a normal side-scrolling Mario game, and maybe that's just me for not wanting. Like, I want the evolution to be in the stages. I want the evolution to be like, oh, cool, like, back in 3, you had a tail, and you kind of flew with that. In Super Mario World, you had a cape, and you had Yoshi, and you had, you know, it's like, and here's all these other things. And, like, this one, it's like...
But you have to find it throughout the level.
Right, yeah. But with this one, it's like, you have a flower that changes the world-ish that I don't really find... I feel like it's more of a chore, because, like, the collectionist in me is like, okay, well, I have to, like, get all the coins, like Yoshi coins, or I have to get all the seeds, because you have to have so many seeds to get through to the next level type of stuff. So it's not just like beat a level, go to the next one. It's like you have to beat a certain amount of levels and you have to get a certain amount of seeds to then progress through the world or whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many secrets. It's just, it's fine, I guess. And then they really like the elephant thing. Like, I don't know if you saw, you remember Mario turning into elephant?
Yep.
I thought that was like going to be a level where it's like, oh, you're Elephant Mario. Isn't that funny? That's just a power up.
Oh.
That's like Frog Mario and Raccoon Mario and or Tanuki Mario, whatever. And it's just like, he's big. Yeah. And I don't like it. It feels weird. Like, it feels like you're playing as Wario, basically. Like, you're just fat and it doesn't, like, you can, but it's like the judging the blocks is just a little weirder and stuff. Yeah. And
right.
I'm just waiting for that thing to really catch me.
Sure.
And I'm just playing through it to play through it. It's not like
one,
I love
you're
it.
You're 1/5, so.
Yeah, which is the scary bit.
Yeah.
Because that's 1/5. That's 100% 1/5. Yeah. So like I went through every level, which if you run up to the different levels, you can only see the star difficulty, like how hard it is to get through it, which I actually do find pretty accurate. There's like a 4 or 5 star one that I actually had to play a couple times because it was like they had some BS buffoonery going on where I'm like, okay, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, you have to, you can click on it and it'll tell you, like, did you get the top flag? So, like, when you end the level, you have to jump on that pole or whatever and get it. Even something like that feels antiquated, where it's like they throw these, like, flashbacks to the original Mario in it. And I don't know. It's a new Mario voice, which I don't.
Yeah.
It seems weird. Like, it seems off. It's almost like a, this isn't Mario type of thing. And the thing I hate more than anything in this entire game is the new sound effect for fireballs. I really hate it. If anyone is listening, go on YouTube and just type in like Mario Wonder Fireball versus original or something. I'm sure somebody did a comparison, but when you did it, it would be like bloop and it went down. It was a pleasant bloop. Now it's just like high pitched, weird, like zing or whatever. It's just like, I hate it. Mm. I hate it.
Mm.
It's so stupid.
Old man yelling at the
so
clouds.
Stupid. They updated the pipe sound. The pipe sound is lovely. It's very, it's the same but slightly different.
Yeah,
the fireballs,
they went too far.
It sucks.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
So I don't know.
I was hoping you'd like it.
Here's the thing. I don't dislike it. 91 is insane to me.
Mm.
I like right now it's like it's a silver, so yeah, like just, minimum it's a 76 on our scale.
Yeah.
But like it hasn't done anything for me that I'm like, oh, like in all honesty, I think New Super Mario Brothers U so far made a better first impression in this game.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
People are loving this game. I don't know. I mean,
I'm actually kind of bummed that I went with this route instead of Mario RPG.
Are you not going to play Mario RPG?
I am, but I'm probably going to try to blow through this and honestly trade it. And
like, so
who knows? Maybe this is going to be one of those things where it changes and
I don't
the
think
end
it, dude,
is good,
I hope you do.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think if you get through the first world, I think you're pretty set.
I mean, the first world is kind of like the tutorial. Like, it was telling you some stuff-ish.
But the talking plants is going to be throughout the whole thing.
I know. I don't want a little caterpillar to talk to me every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And Mario Odyssey had that, but it was like... I don't know. It was like this whimsical discovery. Like it felt coherent and consistent. And this game is just like
patronizing.
A little bit. It's kiddie. Like, I feel like as an adult, I shouldn't be playing this game. Like, I can fire up Super Mario Brothers right now, and it's... And yes, I'm sure part of that is nostalgia, but it's like no hand-holding. It's just, here's your little guy, jump on the enemy, get to the end of the board, and that's all.
It's tough, though, because, like, you have to try to innovate, I guess, right?
Yeah. But you don't need to innovate by including story or including dialogue into Mario. Yeah, Mario is not about that. Never mind. That's not it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Mario and Rabbids is much better than this game. Like, truthfully,
that game was like a purple on Open Critic, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
it's just more
fun. The world disagrees with you.
I know. Yeah.
Which is interesting. People love this game, man. Yeah, it's got like a 91.
It's just, I don't know. It's one of those things, like, I'll play it because it's one of the few games I bought it full price, you know, like, so it's like, okay, I gotta get through it. But Alan Wake's out, Spider-Man's out. Like, there are like these other games. I'm like, man, this is not holding me. Like, this is not a good first impression. Like, I'll get through World 2 and see if something changes, just to, or even like 2.5, 3, just to get through half of it. But it's not like Super Mario World. There were so many hidden areas and secrets, and like you. If you didn't go to the end, like, you could get like a little key and that opened up a completely new path. You didn't never actually finish the level. You went to like a secret side thing, and there was this whole like hidden forest and the ghost houses and all this stuff. And maybe I'm just not far enough in, but it's just weird that like I'm all the way into World 2. Like, I've done 25 boards now, and it's just like, okay, like, these are... It's fine.
Maybe it will open up. Maybe. Because it's kind of tutorial-y, the first world. But yeah. A fifth of it, like 20% of the game for it to start getting good, not great.
I mean, that was only like an hour maybe of play. Two hours.
Really?
So I'm like, yeah, it's not.
The game is short. I did see that.
I didn't look at how long it was. Yeah.
On how long to beat. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's Mario. Early impressions.
Dang. Okay. Okay. Not what I was expecting. I thought it was going to be good.
It's not, again, it's not bad.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be 90, 91 good.
91 is a stretch.
Yeah.
Maybe I got to put it on the TV. Maybe I got to put it on the TV, put it on a nice controller, because I'm playing handheld.
Dude, I don't think so, man. You're looking for something.
I am looking for something. I'm looking for Super Mario World Remastered. I need Super Mario World Remastered. Give me the exact Super Mario World, pixel by pixel, just make it better looking. Keep the physics.
But it's not bad
everything.
Looking, though.
It's not.
So it's like...
It's not, but I wouldn't mind like a widescreen. Give me a widescreen. Give me like an
just
actual...
Just port it to...
Port it over and make it... If you take the graphic, like, the graphically, it looks great and it runs great.
Yeah.
Like, there's no edges. Like, right. it looks good.
Port it.
Port it over.
Port it over.
It Tyler does do... the animation and everything in it is much better than you. So, like, it's polished. It's a polished game. It looks really good. It's just... I feel like all the fluff that they're adding is, I don't want any of it. That's my problem.
I think you're not the target.
Probably not. And that makes me sad, man.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways.
You finished Cyberpunk?
Yeah, I did finish Cyberpunk. The DLC was incredible, dude. So good.
Yeah.
Idris Elba is great. It does take me a little bit to get used to that, because like even
Keanu Reeves,
I was like, man, that's Keanu Reeves, which I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
But seeing him in video game form is a little weird at first,
mm-hmm.
especially since he's a dick in that right? game. You know what I mean? He's like usually so nice that he's like just an asshole. Idris Elba is like, I could actually see him playing a character like this, like in a movie.
Yeah.
So it was very like on point. But yeah, he was great. The characters were great. Dude, this DLC was wild, bro. It starts out crazy and it's just crazy. It was like just a different level, I feel like, compared to the game gets kind of wild too, but like, do you plan on playing it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm not going to spoil
it. Yeah,
is it wild.
Does it stay contained in the new area?
Yeah.
So you could,
but you can go in and out,
right? But like, when, let's say if you're gonna rate this thing,
yeah,
it's easy enough to like section it as its own thing.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think it is. Like, honestly, it's just like a really big side quest,
because
like you do it in the middle of your game, like at least how I've done it, which I think is the quote unquote correct way to do it, or like what makes logistically the most sense in terms of the overall experience, is like you're doing your main story. You get contacted by this chick. She's like, I know you. I can help you.
Does it telegraph like this is the new content? Or do you just kind of stumble into it?
Well, in Act 2, she calls you. And she's like, hey, I need you to get over to Dogtown, which is the new area.
Oh, okay. So I got you.
It does telegraphic. And it's nice in the journal, too. You can see the specific Phantom Liberty missions are labeled.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So it's nice.
How long is it?
Because
this is what, like,
maybe 30, like 10 hours?
Okay, so like $30 expansion.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it was perfect. But that's just probably like the story. I mean, you can. There's like a lot of side quests and gigs over there. Like, you know, it's a whole new area. So, dude, it was awesome. I don't want to spoil anything because it's just like there's so many things, but there's big decisions. And, dude, the decisions you make matter so much, completely change how it's going to end for the DLC. Crazy. Like, I can't even spoil it.
Are you talking the ending of the
DLC,
the side quest, or like the big mission or whatever? Yeah. Okay.
But it'll change the gameplay. It'll change everything. Because I chose this one thing and then things changed a lot. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? What game am I playing?
Yeah.
I was like taken aback. And then I looked up when I beat it. I looked up the other side of it on YouTube. Totally different. Different game.
Is it
wild?
Is it just two? You pick one or the other? Or is it like multiple branches?
I think there's mainly two, I think. But there are a couple different scenarios, I believe.
Gotcha.
Like two main, like there's two choices. And then it could branch a little bit depending on how well you do on each of those paths. Okay. Wild. But it was great. I thought it was well acted, well written.
Nice.
Very cool.
And that's it. They're done with Cyberpunk.
They're
now.
Done.
Yeah, they're going to Witcher now.
They're going to Witcher. Which is a little disappointing, but I guess makes sense. But yeah.
Yeah, you never really played Witcher, huh?
I played Witcher 3.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't like it?
It was good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not like, I'm not like a huge fanboy.
Yeah, I just like Henry Cavill at this point. Like I like him more than the games.
The game was good, dude. I mean, the game's one of the best ever.
CD Projekt Red, they had a little fumble. They had a little rocky road, but
I think they recovered though.
Yeah.
Like if you haven't bought Cyberpunk, this is the best time to buy it.
Yeah, it's one of those things like, and I hope this is the case, but I hope that they can be like, they use that as the pointer. Like if they're like, hey, we need to delay this game because we need to polish it, and like the leadership, corporate bigwigs at it be, or like, no, this has to get out or whatever. Now they can just point to it and be like, hey, you see what happened here?
Yep.
And how it took us, what, 2 years or 3 years to get back?
Yep.
And I forget how much it was. What was it, like $60 million or something to redo what they messed up?
Yep.
Like, I feel like overall that could be a good thing for them in the future. So like as they're doing like Witcher and they need time, maybe they'll be afforded it. Or maybe they won't and they don't learn from their mistakes.
You think they'll come back to Cyberpunk?
Oh, 100%. They have to, right? With how well this is received? I hope a sequel. I don't think they do it. They won't do it like another expansion.
No, I understand. I guess what I'm saying, like, you think it'd still be V or a different character? I mean,
oh, that's a good question. I don't think V is good enough to... Like, the story ends, right? Like, I wouldn't try to pull them back in. Like, if you have all these different branching things, like, start a new character.
What about those side characters? Do we see any of them?
Cameos? Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I would, maybe like a nod here and there.
I know there's going to be a nod, but I'm talking, will we get to interact with someone from the past games?
Would you?
Or is it just going to be a text thing like, V was here?
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Pan Am was here.
That'd be interesting. You know what I mean? Like, what if? Because like in my game, I'm all like, oh, upload me the mainframe, baby.
Right. Yeah. That's what you do.
Like,
right,
I wonder
right.
if that's something where it's like you can like communicate there or get a little like Johnny Silverhand cameo or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Do you want the same city, though? Like, you'd want something new, right?
Oh. But that's the problem. Like, Night City is the setting.
There's no other
there cities? There is, but in the game, I think it's Night City. I don't know. I've never played the tabletop game, because I think that's what this comes from.
But that's, like, it's in the U.S., right?
Yes.
So, like, what's the rest of the world doing?
Well, I think there was a nuclear fallout.
Yeah.
But no, there are definitely other cities, because, like, if you're a street kid, you went to Atlanta and then came back to Night City. This one chick I was talking to was born in Brooklyn. Like, they're cities.
Or maybe you just do Night City, but you open it up. Like, you make it fully interactable.
Night City is independent from the U.S.
I mean, you would know better than I do. I wasn't super.
There's, like, all this lore. It actually goes into it's the new United States of America, NUSA.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah, it goes into all that. Anyways.
I thought the TV show, like, the little anime was.
Did you watch that?
Yeah. It was more. It drew me in more to the world, and I actually cared about the world more from that than I did the game. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really care for the. Like, I wasn't immersed.
Wow. That's surprising.
Yeah.
I thought the game's very immersive.
I completely understand that, like, way of thinking. For me personally, I wasn't like, I want to learn every little bit of it and understand all the stuff going on and whatnot.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe I don't know. I don't think I was as into the lore bit of it, but I think that's, I don't know. I guess it's a different type of immersion. Like, I was super, like, I've bought all the apartments, so you can buy apartments now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awesome. I make my little coffee in the morning, and I go out, and it gives you, like, an XP boost, so there's, like, an incentive to do stuff like that, to, like, go to bed at night and stuff.
See, that feels like a Red Dead
type thing. It's awesome.
Just kinda, like,
I get a health boost for taking a shower every morning. It's like, so I have, like, my little routine, and I park my cars at different places.
I don't know. It's immersive.
I'm a huge nerd when it comes to it.
Yeah.
I have all my outfits. I'll put on a new outfit every day.
Huh.
I get really sucked into it. I don't know.
It's weird because I think if it was like a perpetual game, so if you're talking about something like Stardew Valley, or you're talking about something like a Diablo, or you're talking about something like a Destiny or something where doing that gives you the boost that then, but you know you're going to just be playing this game forever.
Yeah.
Right? It just keeps going.
Yeah.
It's weird for me to want to do that when I know there's, like, an end to the game, or, like, a cap to the game where I'm like, I'm doing this, but it's just prolonged. Like, there's still a definitive end.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's I'm sure that's subjective way of doing it, where, like, I am not propelled to interact with the world in that way.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm beating this game. There's an end, and I'm done with this game.
Sure.
But if it's, like, this, like, game as a service, or this perpetual thing, then Diablo's the same thing with, like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna pop a potion here to give me the XP boost to do that, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'll do all that. Same with Destiny, and, you know, Stardew Valley is like, okay, I'm gonna check the TV and see what the weather is tomorrow so I can plan or whatever. Like, I don't know. Anyway, sorry, that was a
tangent, I think it makes sense. I just get sucked into it.
That's awesome,
because, like, to me, it's like, it's an action game, it's a narrative game, but it's also, like, I play it kind of like a life sim game a little bit.
And that's what I'm saying.
I find that fun.
Part. Yeah.
Like, oh, man, it's kind of like a GTA. Like, oh, look at all my cars. Look at all my houses. Look at, like.
But even GTA, doesn't GTA have, like, a perpetual thing? Or, like, when you beat
it? Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, no. GTA, yeah, you can. Yeah.
So I can, 100%. Like, I can even.
Yeah.
Wrap my head around that. Sure. Collecting cars and stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah.
No, I get you. I don't know. It really grabs me, I guess.
I think that I should have, like, I think it's just like the my computer forced it through and I played it, but it was glitchy. It didn't perform super well. So, like, everything was turned down low and everything. So I think like now that I actually can play it and it looks good, like it looks so much better than it did when I played it.
Fantastic.
And it runs really well. So like maybe I would be more inclined to like take it slow and do the, but like
I think it looks
timing wise. I don't yeah, think I have time to play it.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to end up playing it, but it's just like, there's too much. Like I really want to play Alan Wake cause I never played the first one. Everyone gave it such rave reviews.
I'm going to skip that one. I don't know what it is. I have no interest. I don't even, like, I know it's a popular game. I know people like it, but I'm just like, because it's like a horror game or a thriller or something.
So the only reason why I'm even giving it the time of day is I really liked Control. And I thought they did a really good job with it.
The same people.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, okay, I'll.
Are those who made the first Alan Wake 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I remember Control was good. I didn't play it, but I heard good things about
Control
it.
Control is very fun.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I mean, next on my list is Spider-Man. And I think that's really the last new game. I have a couple backlog things I need to take care of, but so I should have like 2 months or like a month and a half to like
I have to crush clean everything Spider-Man because it's like you have Wizard with a Gun coming out because I got to do my indie titles,
right? Dude,
I think you can
finish
right.
Spider-Man in a week.
Yeah, but I want to, if I enjoy the game, I'm going to like do everything in it too. So like,
I think that's 2 weeks tops,
which is good because it's like,
I think it's short. Well, that's a thing,
but it's like, I got to do that. Wizard with a gun is out. Endless Dungeon is out. So Dungeon the Endless, there's Endless Dungeon, which is like a top down twin stick thing that I'm like, I'd like this type of games.
Okay.
There's freaking that. What's the life? Or City Skyline
2. Oh, you're going to play that?
Yeah, I played the first one. I liked it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought we were watching the thing on that, and we were all memeing on it.
I mean, it looks cool.
I didn't know you were into those kind of games.
I'm not, but I play them. Like,
okay.
There are days when I wake up, the first thing I think about is, man, Purple Mattress is the worst mattress. And then the second thing I think of...
Oh, that's right.
...is...
You were going to bury John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. We never did last week. Think about Harbin every morning.
We buried him in the beginning, and I feel bad for the guy. Yeah. Sorry, John.
No.
First thing I think when I wake up is, hey, I'm
in so much pain. No. But no, there are times when I'll just randomly feel like, oh, man, I could go for like just a chill... Like, it's, like, raining outside or something. It's, like, the Saturday or Friday night or something. I'm like,
sure.
I could do a Sim City and just play all night and just play Sim City.
Yeah.
So, John, we played Diablo last night, and we got John. So, Kyle's at level 100. He already maxed out his character.
Wow.
I just hit 90. John, I think, hit 60. So, we're trying to, like, usher him along and like kind of level him up, get him all this gear and stuff. And we did a run of every world boss, or not world boss, but like every main boss in Diablo. So we're just running around, like killing all these guys that drop a lot of loot. And it's like 3 a.m, right? So like John's tired. He was like, I'm going to go to bed. Like that was like 2 hours ago or something. Because Diablo, there's always one more thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we just kept just ribbing on him for, like, oh, there's electricity on the ground. Hey, John, don't step on the electricity. He just keeps dying. Because, like, he's so low level. It's just, like, a one-hit kill.
Oh, no.
And he's just like, oh, I'm dead. I have to get him up. It's like, okay, now careful. It's like, bam, he instantly dies again. We were giving him a hard time, but I like John. John's awesome. He's all right. He's fun.
I'm glad you guys are enjoying Diablo, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think Kyle's probably going to be done here in a little bit because he's, as soon as he's done with the season, I feel like the allure
out.
Is going to be gone. But
yeah.
It
seems like he liked it though. He's already 100, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, we were 45 or whatever the first night. You know, like we blew through it.
That's awesome. Diablo's back. What a great time.
I would say, it's this season is a great, and it's going through January, so like you got plenty of time to play it. Not
what a roller coaster.
Yeah, like
game came out so hype.
Yep.
Season one trash game.
There
is this
so
season
many,
two.
Yeah, season two.
Season
now.
Two
yeah.
Game saved.
Game resuscitated for sure.
Like that's great. Like, dude, like a month ago or 2 months ago, or whatever, we were like, this game's dead.
I had zero. I uninstalled it. Like, I had zero will to play it. Yeah.
But when the game came out, it was like, dude, this game's awesome.
It was fun. Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
No, no. I thought we were saying,
we were. People were high on it, right?
It was good, yeah. But like season. So just to be clear, season two isn't like it's back to where it launched. Season two is no.
Oh, we're
it's so much better. Yeah, like I said. Like season zero, it launched.
Yep.
I gave it an 80 personally, and I'm talking. I skewed it more towards end content and different things like that, but I gave it an 80.
Wasn't it like an 89?
Yeah. Well, now I have it. Like now I'm at.
What did I give it? Like 84?
Yeah, I think we gave it 84 total.
I had fun with it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you were looking at it from the campaign and everything too, and meanwhile I'm looking at it end game. Like, what do you do at the end?
There's so much blood.
So yeah, so much better now. I mean, it feels so much better.
Yeah.
Than even when it launched. So like that's hoping they go the right direction there. But I don't know what they're going to do next season. I don't think they announced that yet.
Wow, Diablo's back.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's super fun. I enjoyed it. We'll see. There's so much stuff out.
I'm close to being good for the year. Spider-Man.
Yeah, we gotta take a look.
I need to play those League of Legends games pretty badly.
That's just out of principle, man.
It's out of principle.
If you're gonna start with one, maybe start with the other.
I'm gonna do the Sylas one for sure. Yeah,
don't do Convergence. Or that is Sylas. No.
No, Sylas is Mage Seeker, Convergence is Echo.
Do Mage Seeker first, and then we covered them both. So if you don't get to Convergence, we're good.
Convergence is definitely more up your alley to the
easily.
What are those games called?
Side scrollers.
Side scrollers.
Well, Metroidvania platformers. Yeah.
Those are not me at all. But Sylas one is really short too, which I'm like, yes. Everyone hates that. They're like, oh, this game's
short games. Awesome.
As long as it's good.
Yeah.
I don't mind if it's short.
You know what I might pick up over Black Friday?
Uh-oh.
I might do Immortals.
Huh?
I might do Immortals. That's 40% off already. What? Yeah, Mortals of Avarium or whatever, that magic shooter.
Oh, that's
shooter
right. That like, great. I think that's a...
No, people were like, this is cool.
It's boring.
But it's just, it's just like a normal...
Why would you want to do that?
I feel like you got
so much on your list, man.
I know, but I feel bad because... Not bad to buy it, but it's just like, I feel bad because it's like, they tried stuff. For me, it's like, if you try something different, if you try to do something, I will always... give credit for that, or it's like, okay, like, yeah, it might be people could play safe and be a really polished game, but then it's just like, okay, it's the same thing. But if you swing for the fences and like it doesn't land or whatever, it's just like whatever, like
tried.
Yeah. And a lot of the issues that people had playing that game were from like controller and stuff, where like technically PC kind of circumvents that, where they were saying like to swap magics, you have to always swap in order. You can't just skip to the magic that you're using.
And on
PC just tap a button
and
you're there. Yeah. So I think I might be able to skip through.
Well, let me know how that goes, man.
It's on the bottom of my list, so if I get there, I get there. But
I still need to play Assassin's Creed, so it's like...
Dude, Ubisoft, fix your freaking Ubisoft Plus. Yeah. I can't do it, and I'm not paying $50 for that game.
Well, you're talking about Mirage. I'm talking about Odyssey. Yeah.
Well, but, you're talking about the best Assassin's Creed game, and I'm talking about something
it's
that
not
was...
not even close to true.
It is the highest rated Assassin's Creed game.
Depending on what you look at.
Sure.
Did you review the poll that I sent you?
Oh, well, people don't know what it
does. Oh, yeah. The people who fucking play the game. You're right.
Yeah, what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Odyssey is the best gameplay.
Odyssey was not even close on that list. It was Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, I think, was the best, which is the correct answer.
You play. Okay, so then let's do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Go play Brotherhood.
No.
Play 2 hours of Brotherhood.
I've played Brotherhood.
Play two hours of Brotherhood.
Then go play two hours of Odyssey and tell me which game's better. No, that's not how it works.
There is not.
I have the memories. I have the memories. I know exactly what that game is. It was great.
There is nothing in Brotherhood that
the
is
online,
not in Odyssey.
I can't recreate the online experience. I can't recreate that.
Oh, that's true.
That was a whole element to that game, man. Still some of the most fun online play I've ever had.
I completely agree with you.
It's like... There's just no other game like that.
They
tricking someone, like disguising as someone else is like just a guard and just shitting on someone, dude, and they're just raging. That was just the most fun mind games. Awesome game, dude.
Completely agree.
Yeah. Better than Odyssey.
Yeah. I don't know. Odyssey is better.
Dude, it's newer.
It's a better
newer.
Yeah.
It's newer. I'll give you that. It's a newer game. I just you're discrediting old games because they're old.
No, I'm being very transparent that I like
you hate the gameplay. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
No, I and like you, Brotherhood's my, my
it's the worst game of all time.
And I've said this before. If you're talking classic Assassin's Creed,
yeah,
Brotherhood is
what's classic. Like
so
one through
Animus stuff. Like it still has the real world stuff. It still has that backstory.
So it's one
before
through
they destroyed
Revelations
it.
Is the classic saga.
I would say one through. No, because Revelations, I would say 3 and 4, and honestly, probably Unity and Syndicate all fall
There's
under
been
that
so
classic.
Many Assassin's Creed
games. But that's all old school style stuff, and they kind of eventually evolve. So then you have Origins, Odyssey,
right.
Valhalla, sure. And now, well, this one kind of goes back. So maybe it's just the three from
Does
the
this one
ones.
Have Animus stuff?
The newest one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Odyssey has Animus stuff, but like it's so minuscule. This is like after the fact. Like they just gave up. They didn't know where it was going.
Odyssey's like more like fantastical though, right?
Ish, yeah.
See, I was never a fan of that.
But they're all it's Assassin's Creed, they're all fantastical. It's all gods and
I hated those parts.
Yeah, but that's not That I would argue that there's more of that in the original Assassin's Creed than there is in Odyssey.
Yeah, but that's always like at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I just hate it. I hated the Animus stuff, and then I hated like...
The only fantastical thing about Odyssey is the fact that you have a spear that you can throw and teleport to.
No,
and it's
awesome. Don't you like meet gods and
it's
shit?
It's awesome. If you get like... I'm not... That's expansion stuff.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, there's none of that in the original Assassin's Creed.
You meet gods in Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, but you don't teleport. You don't fucking shoot
no,
laser
but you
beams
can also
out of your eyes.
Dive off a 10-foot or a 10-story tower into a bale of hay, and you're
so?
Fine.
So?
And you're fine.
But that's at least feasible. Like,
no, it's
teleporting's
not.
Not.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You cannot jump off a building into
I'm
a
I'm not saying
crate
you can do
hay.
It. I'm saying that physics explains that. You would fall, and you would fall into the bale of hay.
Yeah.
Like, that's a cartoony, like...
Yeah.
I can wrap my head around that. Teleporting's like, this is now sci-fi. Or magic.
No,
think about it. How
like
does physics explain that?
Think about it like you're throwing it and it's the gameplay. It's like the suspension of disbelief where...
No,
just
the
pretend,
suspension of disbelief
no, just
is
he's
he
really
survived
fast.
Because of the bale of hay was so soft. That's the suspension of disbelief. The teleporting is like, this doesn't make
Just pretend
sense.
He's really fast. He's so assassin-y.
So he's a superhero.
Yeah, he's so assassin-y. He
What's
he
more realistic?
Over and kills him.
Yeah, get the fuck out of
here. I don't know. I would say Odyssey's more realistic because if you're a superhero, you can jump into the bills.
Like, hey. I hate you. Anyway, so I gotta play
Dude,
that.
You can Spartan kick people off of cliffs.
Dude, I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm just
it's
saying
so cool.
It's not as real grounded as the old ones.
It's I will absolutely give you that. It's a different game.
Yeah.
But it's,
I think
it's a
you
more
just
fun
don't
gameplay.
Like Assassin's Creed. And
I
then,
love Assassin's Creed.
No,
I played
you don't.
Every single one.
You don't love it.
I played every single one.
That doesn't mean anything. That
it
just,
means
that's,
that I...
That's the completionist in you.
No.
Yes.
No, I never said I beat every single one.
It doesn't matter. You feel obligated to play every one now. You know in your heart that's why you're doing them.
No, I like stealth games. You know this.
Yeah, you do like stealth games.
Yeah.
Best stealth game of all time?
Man. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Do
you
count
Are
you Batman?
Serious?
Do you count Batman?
Sure. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is in consideration? The stealth is that good?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Dude, you can literally go in and kill everyone in an entire encampment without... Like, the whole point of that is you have to go in and start picking off, like, all the high-value, like... Not high-value targets, but, like, the ones that are going to give you problems.
Yeah.
So, like, you basically just go on the perimeter and just start, like... Just nicking people off, and then eventually you make like this spiral. So it's like, hey, I'm taking out all the archers on the I'm making this up, but like all the archers
yeah,
on the
yeah.
wall, and now I'm going in, and now I'm looking for like the biggest dudes, and like as soon as they break away, boom, stab, throw in a hay bale. Now I don't have to worry about you like setting an alarm. Then you have to like sneak up to the alarm and cut it so like they can't raise.
Reminds me
extra
like
guys.
Fallout,
Well, it has a really big
or Far Cry. I mean, not Far Cry, where it's like
kind of.
Remember Far Cry 4?
Like whittle stuff down.
You'd have like bases.
Yep,
and they were all unique. Those were the most fun, dude.
Well, that's what you do in this. Is like you have to take all that out, and then you basically claim it for either Athens or Sparta,
just like Far Cry.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's just one of those things. Like, as you're doing this, let's say somebody sounds an alarm or something.
Yeah,
there's the whole Lord of the Rings system with like the Nemesis system.
Mm.
So it's like you're part. You're a mercenary.
Okay.
And you're in a you're not in a mercenary guild, but pretend there's a guild of all mercenaries in the game.
Okay.
And you just keep as you keep killing mercenaries in front of you, you keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So then people will try to come and like kill you so they can like leapfrog
you.
But
do they come back?
No, they don't come back. No. So here's the thing. Nothing will do it better than that Lord of the Rings system.
Bro, I'm telling you.
But what I'm saying is like there are times when like you'll fight like a big dude and you're like, this guy's going to like just kill me. I'm outmatched.
Yeah.
And he'll just chase you. And if you just keep trailing him, you just run to find like the biggest cliff. You dodge out of his like spear and then you just Spartan kick him off and just he falls and dies instantly. And like you leapfrog where you really shouldn't have, but you kind of like weasel your way up because like you're like,
see, I don't
game the system and stuff.
I just, Baldur's Gate 3 does that better though. There's nothing better than kicking off a cliff.
Yeah.
In Baldur's Gate.
It's pretty good though.
No, I believe you. It sounds fun.
This game and then Shadow Game, just top of mind, Shadow Game, it's really good. And what is it? Shadow Ninja is also very good.
I wonder what the internet says.
Best stealth game?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to, like, honestly, even, like, you could go to, like, Phantom Pain for Metal Gear is very good stealth
system.
Yeah, it's
probably, like, Metal Gear.
Yeah. It just depends on like what you're looking for in a stealth game. Like
Phantom Pain is the first thing.
Is that first thing? Yeah, that makes sense.
Mark of the Ninja.
Mark of the Ninja, not Shadow Ninja.
Did you like Dishonored?
Yes. I liked the first one. The second one I couldn't get into as much. The first one was very good.
Interesting, yeah. Those are some of the games that come up.
I think Splinter Cell Conviction should be
Shadow Gambit, number 10.
Shadow Gambit's very good. Yeah.
Plague Tale, Requiem, Mark of the Ninja.
Plague Tale
Thief Two. Last of Us Part 2. Weird.
I mean,
Alien.
I could see that too, but
Hitman 3.
Don't love that. Hitman's great. Yeah.
Dishonored 2, Assassin's Creed Mirage. These are current games, I guess, or more modern games.
Yeah.
Phantom Pain's one. So, all right. That's a good call.
Phantom Pain's very good. Phantom Pain
might be the best stealth game.
Four.
Is that the one where you can float people up in balloons?
Yeah. That's because you build your base.
Yeah,
you're like, dude, this guy.
That's awesome.
This guy has like a 5-star rating and like as a general.
Yeah.
So you smack him with a sleep dart, strap a balloon to him. He's like, you're mine now.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You can.
So like you can build your base and you basically find people in the world that have different abilities and stuff.
How does
like
strapping him up a balloon make him part of your team?
The idea is you strap him to a balloon, it flies up. Remember Batman where like the balloon goes up and a plane flies and like catches it? I think that's the thing. So like,
and then they strap it up over a spot of tea.
Basically, you don't have to convince him, but like if you steal him, you put him in your base, and now he will defend your base from like.
I need to play those games, man. They just seem so wacky.
Phantom Pain is very good.
Yeah,
I keep going back and forth. I think Odyssey scratches that itch of like you see a big 100% pop up whenever you collect everything and do everything in an area, and that just feels good, methodical and stuff.
Yeah.
Phantom Pain is like the organic version of that, where it's like you're just doing stuff and clearing things out, and like if you shoot too many people in the head, suddenly like they're starting to wear more helmets and stuff and weird.
That's
just
so
weird
wacky
stuff. Yeah. It's so cool.
That's awesome. When did that game come out?
Oh, year. I mean,
2015.
Around then, probably. I mean, like, that was one which I think I talked about where you could put any song in
the
music folder.
Yeah.
So, like, Taylor Swift Bad Blood comes on whenever you call in a chopper, and it literally, it's just like, now you got bad blood as it's just mowing down everybody around you. So good.
What a time.
I love it.
You can't do that anymore, right? Music industry would.
I mean, you could do that. Yeah, like you can drop whatever you want in there. You could only do it on PC. Obviously, you can't But like the thing with Kojima is he loves movies and music and stuff. So like he had a ton of licensed stuff in there. So you can find soundtracks and have certain things play and whatnot.
But he's not involved with that series anymore.
That was the last one. He's not. So he did Phantom Pain, and then he went to Death Stranding.
Is that the weird one?
Yeah.
Yeah. With the guy?
Yeah, with the Walking Dead guy.
Yeah.
What's his face?
Was that the one with the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that good or what?
I don't know. Did she play that? Yeah, and you liked it. I liked it. It was just this weird, like, within 2 hours, I met the president of the United States who was like, my mom, she died. I had to literally carry her corpse like across the land, dodging things. I don't know.
Was it a trip?
Don't know.
It was a trip?
Yeah. I don't know what.
I don't know. You don't know what you did? Did you beat it?
No. No. No, because they were coming out with a like a director's cut or whatever. So I got that.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to like go back. Because like that feels like everyone that played it was like, what is this game? Screw this game. Because I'm coming off of Phantom Pain thinking, I want Phantom Pain 2. And this is not that.
No.
So you need to like recalibrate and be like, I don't know what this game is. And I think Phantom Pain's far enough removed now that like,
I'll
play this and try it again and stuff. Sure. And it seems like a, just, it's so weird, man. That's like, hey, Kojima, take the guardrails off, do whatever you want. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Video games are cool.
Can be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I had.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sweet.
You made it this far. We appreciate that. Check us out, couchcompany.games. Got everything on there. Got our lists. Got our other lists.
We had a request from my contractor wanting to do top 5 pirates. I think that's awesome. It's great.
Yeah. Any pirates?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to spoil who number one is, but that's like so obvious, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put that on the list. We got spaceships we got to do too, which is a good one.
Yeah. I feel like those are guest ones.
Spaceship?
Yeah.
Pirates? Yeah, that's pretty universal.
Be good.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah, check us out. We'll be here same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.